lazy dream of dreams, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on. Care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River, to the sea. Divine in one another's being mingle. Why not I with thine? See, the mountains kiss high heaven and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother. And the sunlight clasps the earth and the moonbeams kiss the sea. What are all these kissings worth if thou kiss not me? Sunless rivers weep their waves into the deep. She sleeps a charmed sleep. Awake her not. Led by a single star, she came from very far to seek where shadows are, her pleasant lot. Rest, rest, a perfect rest shed over brow and breast. Her face is toward the west, the purple land. She cannot see the grain ripening on hill and plain. She cannot feel the rain upon her hand. Rest, rest forevermore upon a mossy shore. Rest, rest at the heart's core till time shall cease. Sleep that no pain shall wake. Night that no morn shall break. Till joy, joy shall overtake her perfect peace.
From night to night you would find me. Were it to break the chains that bind me, I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Pleasant it was, when woods were green and winds were soft and low, to lie amid some sylvan scene where the long drooping boughs between, shadows dark and sunlight sheen, alternate come and go. Beneath some patriarchal tree I lay upon the ground, his hoary arms uplifted he, and all the broad leaves over me clapped their little hands in glee with one continuous sound. A slumberous sound, a sound that brings the feelings of a dream, as of innumerable wings, as when a bell no longer swings, faint the hollow murmur rings over meadow, lake, and stream. The dreams of that which cannot die, bright visions, came to me, as lapped in thought I used to lie and gaze into the summer sky, where the sailing clouds went by like ships upon the sea. twinkling stars look down on a drowsy world. It's time again for slumber and sweet dreams. South of the equator, four bright stars appear. They're the stars of the Southern Cross constellation. In days of old, these same stars guided sailors through uncharted seas. And so the Southern Cross constellation became known for dependability at night. It was natural that the star group known for reliability should be chosen to identify the slumber products of the Southern Spring Bed Company. Southern Cross mattresses and springs, too, are known for dependable comfort through hours of rest. Look for Southern Cross slumber products when you shop. When you feel a yawn coming on, think of Southern Cross. Valley of a thousand yesterdays, flow the bright waters of Moon River, on and down, forever flowing, forever waiting, to carry you down to the land of forgetfulness, to the kingdom of sleep, to the realm of Moon River, a lazy stream of dreams, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on. Sleep on. Care will not seek for thee. Float on. Drift on, Moon River. To the sea. Tonight's poems were Love's Philosophy by Percy Bysshe Shelley, Dreamland by Christina Rossetti, and From the Prelude to Voices of the Night by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.